Everything in the kitchen sink contains coarse language and mature subject matters. It may not be suitable for younger audiences.
To everything and the kitchen sink. And there's no but. There's no but. Definitely no but.
So if you're new to listening to Eat Chaos, Eat Chaos is a lot easier to say than the show name, which is Everything and the Kitchen Sink. And basically, this show isn't genre-specific. And if I do play popular bands that you hear on mainstream radio and stuff like that, sometimes it'll be the radio hits. More than likely, it's not. And I could go into a whole story about EKS if you're a new listener, but surely you have the internet at your fingertips. So go look that shit up on EKS.com. There's a whole blurb and there's a bunch of links and a bunch of nonsense. So go back. I want you to think and I want you to sit back and I want you to go back to a time in your mind where you were in high school and your buddy slapped a Denon mixtape or, you know, a few... weren't an audiophile and just a regular mixtape in your hand and said, dude, you have to listen to these tracks. And it was new to you and it was a messy list. And some of it you liked and some of it you, well, you kind of hated. You didn't like it as much. But nevertheless, this is the important thing. You would have never known any of these tracks or even maybe these bands existed without that your mixtape music buddy. So I'm that buddy for you. And the thing is that my buddies are your buddies. And so there's like a trickle down of community. So a lot of the times I have a lot of listeners who are really into music. And they're like, oh, Nikki, you got to go check out this band. And they'll send me stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. So the whole point of this is it's a bunch of people who are very excited about music and getting music out there because we love music. So now that I've said that, let's dive in, shall we? So three tracks to kick off the first of many future Eat Chaos shows. So we have, and I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing half this shit, and I apologize for that. So we're going to have Renel, and it's the track is called Ni Kerauda Yukere, and I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. And Gautier, Learning Live a Given Lovin'. Oh, this is so good. It's going to be such a bad start to this. And Suki Waterhouse with OMG. And I'll tell you about the songs afterwards. So three tracks to kick off the first of many future Eat Chaos shows. So we have, and I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing half this shit, and I apologize for that. So we're going to have Renel, and it's the track is called Ni Kerauda Yukere, and I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. And Gautier, Learning Live a Given Lovin'. Oh, this is so good. It's going to be such a bad start to this. And Suki Waterhouse with OMG. And I'll tell you about the songs afterwards.
Thank you. often use your name, but I'm craving to. And all these strangers look the same, but I look for you. As I'm crawling through these streets, it's a lonely view. And I feel so blue, I feel so blue. See myself, but it's not me. I'm with the crowd, I cannot breathe. My baby's no good for me. No good for me, no good for me. My baby's no good for me. And nothing's ever easy. Oh my God, see me not the way that I was. Oh my God, you know I'm inside out. In between what you want, I can't come meet. You cross the line and I repeat, you always had it easy. Easy. You make me feel so sleazy. You always had it easy. You make me feel so sleazy. Oh my God, take me back the way that I was. The way that I was.
Yeah, so a lot of the songs that I find are through other music fans and a lot through indie record labels on Bandcamp. And I cannot and will not support Spotify for several reasons, but that's another story for another time. So Renelle, and it is the band name, but the actual artist is Raul Vasquez, and he's a Peruvian musician. And I discovered him through Analog Africa. And it is a wonderful distribution indie label where you can get, if you love world beats and Afro beats, you definitely need to check out that indie record company, as well as also Glitterbeat Records. And Glitterbeat Records will do Afro beats, but also they do some serious dub fusion stuff. They're one of the best. I will let you know, though, if you are on Bandcamp and you click the follow, your mailbox will be inundated with a lot of emails of new releases. So, and I know it's an overwhelming for a lot of people, but we'll talk about how to manage that nonsense. Anyways, so I'm going off on a different track. I gotta tell you about these tracks. So Gautier is somebody who, like, Gautier's big hit was somebody that I used to know, and everybody loved that song, but they hated him as well. It was like this love-hate reality. But the thing is that he had some really good albums before he made it big, quote unquote. And Learning a Living, Giving a Loving is a track off the album he made 5 years before his breakout album. So the lesson is, and I'm sure we all know this lesson, the lesson is when you hear a song that you like, I really want you to do this. But you, like, I want you to know that that fucker is going to be overplayed. And that's just the way radio works. But I assure you that Gautier is an artist that you need to look over the fact that one track was overplayed by radio. There's tons of them. And actually, years and years ago, I did this whole write-up. I don't think it's relevant anymore because I don't really listen to radio. And I don't know anybody that listens to radio anymore. But the thing is that if you still listen to mainstream radio, I want you to remember that, like, don't always go for the top hits. I want you to dig deeper. There are ways. You have access to internet now. You have it at your fingertips. There's easy ways to find this stuff. There's no excuse anymore. We don't have to rely on radio to get us stuff if we don't want to. All right, so Suki Waterhouse, I found through Sub Pop. And I mean, who doesn't love Sub Pop? Sub Pop Records, right? I mean, that label has had some serious, like, always put out some serious artists with some serious, you know, catchy hooks. So Suki Waterhouse, to me, has all of that. But it's like, she's like a garage rock vibe that is fused with the band Garbage. I want you to, like, really listen and you'll see. I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe Nikki, I can see what you're doing. And to me, that's never a bad thing. Okay, so moving from all of the soul, we're going to get it a little bit loud with the next set of tracks, with some rock and some punk and some blues from the current bands, and to a faves indie band, 90s indie band of mine. And I find that when we talk about indies music, we get all this, like, you know, nostalgia for, like, the big names like Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff like that. I want to know, I'm going to put this out to you, the listeners, I want to know the bands that you listen to that you couldn't hear on the radio, that maybe you're going through the Maximum Rock and Roll, you know, fanzines or magazines, and you're putting your cash in envelopes and praying to get that, you know, record, and or, you know, you're waiting for the releases at the record store. I want to hear your stories, and I want you to tell me how you found your music in the 90s, because I know that a lot of you listen to other stuff than what was being played on the radio. All right, so anyway, so we've got TV Priest, from a band from the UK with the track called Life Size. Spit Boy, which is a 90s band, with the track called In Your Face, and it's from the 90s punk era, and Spit Boy and Naked Aggression are two of my ultimate favorite hardcore punk bands that are also female-fronted, although that really should not be a thing anymore. We should just say bands, but anyways, I digress. And then we're going to have Gino and the Goons with Do the Get Around, and some things like garage rock are good from Florida. Yeah, this is a band from Florida, and, you know, it's not bad that they're from Florida, because it's pretty good garage rock. I mean, you know, some good stuff comes out of Florida. And then we're going to have, now this is going to be interesting. So we have a track from a band who's called Buzz Ayaz, and the track is called Zali. And so Buzz Ayaz is a band from Cyprus, and I'm fascinated by them because it's probably one of the wildest psych rock fused with some world beat fusion that I've heard in a long time. And I do love when there's different musical genres that are kind of fused together, because it becomes non-boring and it really expands, you know, your horizons to listen to other things. If you just listen to straight metal or straight rap that didn't have anything else with it, then it'd be harder for you to jump into other, you know, other genres to like music. So I'm a big fan of that. Anyways, the other thing is that I know that people are going to say, why are you playing music that I can't understand the lyrics to? So I grew up listening to a whole bunch of different stuff when I was younger, and so I listened to music that from different foreign languages. So for me, this is not a big thing for me. If it's too hard for you, just start listening to the layering of the musical instruments and the musical production that goes into it, and that's a whole different vibe when you do that. All right, so now that I've talked, I probably forgot what the songs were. Okay, so we have the band TV Priest with Life Size, Spit Boy with a track called In Your Face, and Gino and the Goons from Florida with Do the Get Around, and Buzz Ayaz, Zali, all the way from, so it's Buzz Ayaz, and the track is Zali, all the way from Cyprus.
It's like you know something you don't. Talk like a salesman, walks like the Pope. He knows.
salesman talks like the Pope. He's got a birthright, a magnet, electrified. It is life size, life size, life size, life size. Justice is cruelty in another language, and wisdom is fear.
Μέσα να παιδευτώ, κάτι φωνές βγάζουν ασυνάκτο. Λίγο τάκτο θέλω να χωρίσω, στο το καμίνι να καψαλίστω. Σαν να παιδευτώ, κάτι φωνές κράζουν ασυνάχτω. Λιποτάχτω θέλω να φοριστώ, στον το καμίνι να καψαλίστω. Να τη λίχτω μέσα να παιδευτώ, κάτι φωνές κράζουν ασυνάχτω. Λιποτάχτω θέλω να φοριστώ, στον το καμίνι να καψαλίστω.
It's nice if you've been listening forever and a day, because you probably have seen the ups and downs of the show, but I want to do some minor housekeeping. So if you're listening to the show, it's going to be through Mixcloud. Sadly, I cannot put the show on iTunes anymore. The rules have changed to some weird third-party rules, and I can't make it work. So sorry, guys. Anyways, I pay for Mixcloud, so at least you'll get no commercials. And if you love any of the tracks, I do highly recommend that you actually, I'm going to have it where you can stream it actually on the website at eatchaos.com, because I always, this has always been my thing, where I always hyperlink the track list so that you can go directly to that band and go purchase it or go listen to it or go find it. Anyways, this way you can find it easier. Then you can follow me on Twitter. It's eatchaos. And then I have a link tree in my bio for all the other stuff I half-assed do. So there's a bunch of other stuff. If you Google search Eat Chaos, it comes out a little bit different. just go to eatchaos.com. All right, I like to think that I'm a fan of all genres, but when I say that, then there's every guy out there that expects me to like all the bands that they do. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to like all the bands that you do. And I say guys specifically because it seems like, well, they tend to be the gatekeepers of the music. I've never had a problem with a girl coming to me and drilling me about what kind of music I'm listening to or how many genres. And I don't even understand. Anyways, the whole point of me telling you this is that I sat down with this lovely guy named Corey Johnson, and he does a podcast called The Skeptical Leftist, and this was a while back. And we talked about, you know, the boys club and the DIY music scene, which I find very funny. So, and I find it funny that there's a boys club, and I find it funny that there's a gatekeeping, because none of us get paid for it. Like, why? Dudes, my dudes, why are you gatekeeping girls in this kind of scene when none of us are getting paid for it? Like, come on, stop it. And anyways, I will put the link to Corey Johnson's show in the show notes, which is on the website. Okay, so now that I've totally digressed with that housekeeping, this is a band. I'm going to tell you about the rest of the music. So this is a band. I have no idea how to say their name. So I don't even know how this works. I don't think there's a pronunciation. I think it's an acronym. I've tried looking it up, cannot figure it out to save my life, but it doesn't matter. They're from Athens, Greece. They are a mix of like a hip-hop, psych rock, but they sampled, wait for it, they sampled Vincent Price. And to me, that's all fabulous in my books. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I love it so much. And then I think I stumbled on, and then I have some weird, like this next one is going to be some, like a weird hip-hop, psych, doom, metal, stoner, mess of music. It should be good. Maybe not. Don't care. Okay, so then this band and their... this is going to be another name that's going to be freaking hard for me to say. All right, so Mephisto Feliz from Argentina. And I don't know if I'm saying that right. I apologize. But I think I found this from a fellow Twitter music file named Rich on Twitter. And this has a Black Sabbath vibe to it as well-ish. And then we're going to have some CanCon content, which is the nickname for Canadian content, with a band called Psychic Void from Windsor, Ontario, which I was kind of impressed by. Then we're going to have McCluxy from, I'm having a hard time, it's good, McCluxy from the UK. And this band was originally from, you know, 1999 to 2005, and I guess they stopped. And then they're back again, and they're making music, which is great, and I actually really liked this album. However, I'm fascinated that they call themselves a pre-punk rock band. I don't even know what that is. To me, it just sounds like it's rock, but it has that 90s rock familiar vibe to it, which is not a bad thing, but I don't understand sometimes when we get into these genre namings and it just gets, I don't know, can't we just say fusions? It's so much easier than making up shit, right? Anyway, so we're going to have KN. Watch this. Like, I won't. If you can tell me how to say this, I'll much appreciate it. So it's KNKUC. So it'd be Canuck. I don't know. And the track is called Mandolin Sushi. And this is the one that has Vincent Price on it. I love it so much. And then we're going to have Mephistos. Sure, I'm saying that wrong, with A Lucky Spin, Psychic Void with Back to Reality, and McCluxy from Fan Learning Difficulties. I'm having a hard time speaking, so there's my difficulty.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Sci-Fi.
I love mushrooms. They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on coarse palate. So, as an ultimate compliment to our guests, we presume they are sophisticated enough to...
Oh my god, word, 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 oh my god, word
I like to serve a medium white wine with these. The Chenin Blanc is lovely, or a Fumé Blanc. This dish spells hospitality.
Ah!
about me forever and a day is I'll never stop talking about Bandcamp. So, and I'm telling you that following music fans on Bandcamp and indie labels will give you so much more of an opportunity to explore finds that are not based on an algorithm. I get how much you guys all like Spotify and, you know, or whatever, you know, streaming source that you're doing, because it'll definitely take you into some wild expanding wheelhouses, but you're connecting with an algorithm and you're not connecting with people. So I want you to all kind of keep that in mind. It's free to make a Bandcamp profile, costs you nothing to do it. You can buy one track or you can buy an album, you can make a wish list. My favorite thing is that I not only follow you know, the record labels, I do follow a bunch of people who've bought the same album as me, and it's weird because you would think that they'd be into the same music as me. They're not. And it is so wild because then it just opens up and then you go and check what they bought. And if you follow them, you know, if they've purchased something, then you get an email again, and more emails. You'll get an email of whoever you followed when they buy stuff so that you can check it all. What did they buy? Maybe I want to buy that too. And then the cutest thing is if you ever buy something that has been suggested by something else, somebody else, then you get a then you get a booyah shaka email back saying that, you know, somebody bought the album based on your request or your suggestion. And I kind of like, gives you all the warm and fuzzies that, hey, somebody's liking the same music as you. Anyways, I'm always going to never stop talking to Bandcamp, and I wanted you to know that I've been doing this for, oh, I don't know how many years, since 2000. When did I discover Bandcamp? I think it was like 2013 or 2012. And they don't pay me for this. It's a really wonderful platform that does something for independent places that nobody else has done. And when we're coming to an age where, you know, our cool record shops are dying, our brick and mortar places, it's nice to know that this exists in a digital space. And if you love your physical albums, you can still buy them from Bandcamp. I personally don't like to take up physical space on a shelf. I buy a lot of digital because it's a lot easier. Anyways, I'm rambling on again. Oh, okay, so here we go. The next one we're going to have is some really interesting stuff. We're going to have an artist from Serbia. She's technically, her wheelhouse is apparently electronic and dance. But I find this track is more of like a layering of like a Middle Eastern vibe. So it's Tanja Stankovic. You think I'd be able to say this. So Tanja Stankovic from Serbia. And this track is very interesting. It's Da Mi Ruka. And so it's not going to be for everybody, and it's probably going to be a hard one because, again, there's a lot of songs I think I've had here where it's, like, not English-speaking. You're going to have to get used to that. It's great to have, you know, music from around the world. Okay, so the next track I'm going to have is from a band called the... it's actually not from the Baths. It's a split. So I was introduced to this band called The Baths from an EKS listener who's out in New Zealand. And because I follow the Sub Pop records, it kind of like showed up. And I was like, oh, let me check this out. So it's a split with another band called Car Headseat Headrest. Where do these bands come up with these names? And it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, it's one of those songs. It's like, it doesn't have a lot of wow factor in it, but it's enough of a, it gives you a familiar vibe that you're like, I can dig this. It kind of has a bit of a national vibe, but not really. Like, not that the sad national vibe, but, you know, the happier, upbeat tracks of the national. And then there's this really cool band called Girl Gang out of Indonesia, and they have a garage. They're kind of like a garage rock band, but they've got some seriously catchy, bassy hooks. Well, at least in this song. And so they've been around for a long time. So again, so we've got, this is kind of cool. So we've got bands from New Zealand, we've got bands from Serbia, and we've got bands from Indonesia. How cool is that, right? So we have Lenart Tapes, and then we have, and the track is called Da Mi Ruka, and it's featuring Tanja Stankovic, and then we have Car Seat Headrest with the track We Look Like Giants, and this has been on repeat, so I mean, you might find it mediocre, but I don't mind it. And then a track called Spunky from the band Girl Gang from Indonesia.
Yeah. asses, and you'd skip your early classes, and we'd let our bodies work. Goddamn the black night, with all of its revelation, I become what
only have 3 songs left of this episode. Can you believe that? This is like 18 songs. How? That's not bad. 18 songs is going to be probably a little bit longer. So if you're new to Eats Chaos, I don't necessarily have a standard of length for my shows. I'm privileged that way because this is a hobby. It's not a big deal. So some of my shows might be an hour. Sometimes they're typically they're usually an hour to an hour and a half. But I have pulled off a 4-hour show and that was a bit crazy. I don't recommend those, but anywhere from about an hour to an hour and a half, sometimes tweaking on 2 hours, but I promise you it is a gold mine of different music that you'll probably never hear anywhere else. All right. So it's been a few years since I've done this and I've missed sharing the music and talking about it so much with you guys. I'm so excited to find out that, you know, listeners are back listening to the show. They want the show to exist again, and we're doing the sharing of music and having conversations about music and bands. Oh, it's good times. All right. Like I said, my links are in my bios. You can follow if you want to, but the biggest takeaway for you that I want you to take from this show is for you to find music that you love and to find any way to share it with others. You know, we share all this other stuff in all of our social media. We're not sharing music. Like, we listen to it, we buy it, we purchase it, we consume it, we find it on the algorithms. We're not sharing it. Like, why? Like, we'll share everything else, but music? Like, why? Anyways, if you want to help me keep the lights on with the show, whether, you know, because, like, I pay for the SoundCloud and the domain and the server and all that jazz, you can always become a subscriber on my Substack, where I'm actually going to be doing writing of other stuff. So this won't just be a music podcast. I will be writing about other thematic topics and stuff. It'll be interesting. If you followed me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm coming from with that stuff. Or you can also buy me a coffee on Ko-Fi, because I do have that. Oh, or even better, double scene points, my friends, if you send me a Bandcamp gift card. Mm-hmm. Now, or one of your favorite finds, you can go send me an album. People have done it before that, you know, they bought albums and they sent it to me as a gift, but I will disclose this to you, and this is very important. If you buy me a record, it doesn't mean I'm going to play it on the show. You know, this isn't in the 1970s and the 1980s where you pay the DJ to get a play. That's just not happening. That's not how I roll. All right, so enough of that. We're going to go back to the 3 tracks because that's important, right? Because we're not just here for my nonsense. We're here to hear some really cool music. So I'm a big fan of Blondie, and I'm pretty sure you guys, and I just want you to hear me out for a second. So I heard the vocalist on this band called Creative Control. And, you know, Debbie Harry has, you know, this, like, she's got a dance, you know, reggae, hip-hop vibe, right? But this vocalist has a garage punk vibe. So can you imagine if Debbie Harry went more into garage rock and, like, more into punk? She was punk, but, like, we're talking, like, more of a hardcore vibe. So this band is from Atlanta, Georgia, and I do like a lot of bands out of Atlanta, Georgia. Specifically, there's a band called the Coat Hangers. If you've not heard of them, please go check them out. They're one of my favorite bands, and I think I saw them in a show in 2013. They were opening for somebody, and I liked them more than the band that they were opening for. So always remember, when you go to shows, do sometimes go and check out, be there early, because you never know if you're going to like the opening band. And those are important things, right? All right. So then, and it's a brand new band. So I think it's a brand new band. So the band's called Creative Control. I think they're a brand new band because this is a recent release. So it just came out in January. I don't know. Anyways, I'm excited. I hope I hear more from them. Then we're going to have a track from Brutus. And Brutus is a really cool melodic metal band, I think, from, I can't really peg people and their bands. But anyways, they're from Belgium, and they've been around for almost 12 years, which means a lot because they have a fan base, and they don't necessarily get mainstream radio. So you've probably never heard of them, but they're holding out, and they're doing quite well to be lasting this long, especially, you know, in the 2000s. So does anybody actually listen to radio anymore? Like, anyways, this band was another band that an Eat Chaos listener said, hey, you have to check this out. So if there are bands that you really love, I mean, get in conversation with me on the Twitter. Currently, we are doing this Support Black Artists. So I've been tweeting out a black artist for every day of the month for February for Black History to do something different. In November, we went and I did something for giggles. A listener said, hey, you should do a letter of the day for a band and list the bands that you like. And that was fun, and we did that. So there are some good things that can happen on social media if you choose to, right? It's not everybody's thing. People are trying to get out of it, and I don't necessarily blame you. All right, now, this is super exciting. So this, the fact that I'm playing this on there, I'm like, oh, I get so much of this music from listeners and people who love music. Then it inspired me to create another kind of EKS show. So there's a couple of kind of different EKS shows that I've done. So there's like the regular show. There is the Do You Even Bandcamp Bro? There's one that I'm still struggling to get out there because I'm worried about the gatekeepers, and it's called Deeper Cuts. But trust me, I will get to that. It's just going to take some time. And then there's going to be a new one that's called EKS Presents a Mixtape, which will be a complete set of songs that are picked by another music lover. So they're going to give me the songs. They're going to tell their stories why they love the songs, but I'm going to present it to you. How cool is that? And if you want to be a part of that kind of nonsense, just send me a message and we can sort it out. It's not something that I'm going to do regularly, but I think every once in a while it's good to switch things up and change things and, you know, get everybody else involved into it in some kind of way. All right. And then off on a tangent, but an important tangent, right? So I'm going to get back to the last three songs of the show. And I'm going to say thank you for listening, however you do. Please tell your friends about it. Tell your frenemies. Tell your strangers. Tell the neighbors about it, that EKS is kind of back reluctantly. Like, not reluctantly. I'm happy to be back, but I'm still trying to get out of my funk of doing this. But I promise you, stick with me and I'll get there. All right, so if you've not heard of Arlo Parks, I really want you to check her out. So her discography is really unique. She's from the UK, and she puts this dreamy sadness to like a hip-hop and soul, and I just love it. So if you're saying dreamy sadness, Nikki, that doesn't sound great. I'm telling you, if you like shoegaze, you can sway yourself into this pretty fast. Just for an example. So we have Creative Control with their song called How Does It Feel? Brutus with their newest track I think it came out last year. Love Won't Hide the Ugliness. Now this is something that's more melodic for them. It's a little bit more ballady. My favorite album from them is Nest. So go check that out. I'm sure you can find it on whatever you listen to. You can go check it out, but do go check it out. And then we'll have Arlo Parks with Purple Phase, and again, thank you for listening. However you do, support the nonsense, retweets, likes, and all that good nonsense. Thanks.